I've also been speaking to Naftali Bennett, who is Israel's economy minister. He was in our Jerusalem bureau a short while ago. I asked him first that with more than 170 dead, most of them civilians, how many more must die before Israel stops its bombardment?
That's an unfair question. Hamas is killing its own civilians because you know what it's doing, Razia? It's placing missile launchers among women and children and then shooting at my own family in Israel. And then we shoot back on the missile launcher. So Hamas is systematically killing its own citizens in a cynical and cowardly fashion. Instead of fighting soldiers to soldiers, they're sending women and children and then whining to the BBC and the rest of the world.
You say it's not a fair question. This isn't really a fair fight, is it, really? Your defence, your civil defence is excellent. Your system intercepts many of the rockets, which has been funded by the United States, and yet what Hamas has is a very, very densely populated area where Israel's rockets land where civilians are bound to be targeted.
Well, what would you do, Razia, if Hamas shelled 1,000 rockets on London? Would you just stand at the sidelines? Yes, Israel cares about life much more than Hamas cares about its own citizens' life. Razia, it's placing these rocket launchers in schools, in homes, in hospitals. That's so cynical and so cowardly, and that's what we're facing. We're facing radical Islam that's out to create this huge caliphate by using its own people as sacrifices. We're not willing to engage in that sort of tactic.
But Palestinian civilians see this as collective punishment by Israel. Hamas denies that they were responsible for the deaths of the three Israeli teenagers. When will Israel present the evidence that Hamas was responsible?
Very soon. You know, we found already the bodies of the three children that were hijacked and kidnapped and then executed point blank. Children executed by Hamas terrorists. Then Hamas shot hundreds of missiles on our own cities, on my family. On my family, I have four children, live in Ra'anana. These guys are shooting missiles from within schools at my own family. Do you really expect me to sit at the sideline and not do anything? Yes, we're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for democracy. We're fighting a Sharia law-based radical Islamic regime that has no boundaries. And we will fight and we will win for us and for the whole free world. I would expect you to side with us.
Sir,
not
you
with
say
someone
it's
cynically
not, it's
shooting
not,
at citizens.
I don't side with either side, sir. It's not for us to take sides.
All I'm
putting to you is that you've now said twice that your family were a target from the Hamas rockets, and you've also said that you respect human life. 174 Palestinians have been killed. More than 1,100 Palestinians have been injured. What respect is there for human life when that is still continuing? We're now day 7 of this bombardment.
Well, there's such a simple solution. Stop shooting the missiles. If they just stop shooting the missiles, no one will die. It's their choice. From the very first day, Israel said, stop shooting those missiles on our citizens. We invest money to protect lives. They invest money to take away lives. That's the simple difference between us and this radical Islamic regime called Hamas.
So if
and
they
there
stop,
is right
you
and
will.
Wrong, even though you're trying to present it on the opposite way. They're trying to kill civilians, we're trying to protect civilians. They're not even claiming not to. So yes, we invested years in developing a very sophisticated high-tech interceptor of missiles. But if we didn't do that, we'd have our own thousands of killed. Is that what you're expecting? Should yet again Israel sacrifice its own people to look good? These guys are out to kill a democracy. Israel is a free democracy trying to survive in a very difficult area, and there is right and wrong, and they're wrong and we're right. They can do one thing. If they just lay down their weapons, at that very moment, the whole thing will end.
That was Naftali Bennett, Israel's economy minister.